What do you want? It can't be this, because it isn't working for you at all. You're running yourself ragged, you're getting yourself tied up in knots, trying to do everything and be everything, and for what? You're making yourself ill, and I'm worried about you. You need to stop now. My friend Donna was rubbing my back as tears of humiliation, embarrassment, and weirdly relief ran down my cheeks. It was 10 a.m., and I was supposed to be sitting in a makeup chair being made beautiful before hosting the live TV show Loose Women in front of millions of viewers. Instead, I was sitting in a makeup chair crying all over makeup artist Donna, who had decided, as friends do, that enough was enough. Someone needed to tell me that I was heading straight for a brick wall. What Donna said to me that day didn't stop my crash, but her intervention meant that I got help quickly. I couldn't deny it or try to hide it any longer. I was coming apart at the seams, and I desperately needed to do something about it. The first thing I did when I arrived home after the show was talk to Nick, my husband and co-founder of our website, This Girl Is On Fire. We'd been running the site for a year and had just celebrated its first anniversary. It had started organically as a place where women could find the information they needed about the menopause, following on from my best-selling book, Confessions of a Menopausal Woman, as well as articles to make them feel better about themselves in general, and had grown into a full-bodied website for all women. Today, the sole aim of the site is to make every woman feel the best she possibly can, at any age. It gives women the tools they need to empower themselves to be their best in every way. It's something Nick and I love doing, but somehow, back then, it had become all-consuming. I was getting up at 5:30 a.m. to head to the gym before work, listening to go-getting motivational podcasts telling me to push harder, stay focused, keep going, quitting is for losers. Every day, these podcasts were making me feel like a failure, as if I couldn't do it. And the fact that I was becoming more and more exhausted clearly meant I was a loser and I obviously didn't want it enough. I'd arrive at the TV studio at 8:45 a.m. for the morning meeting before going through the routine stresses of hosting a daily live show. Then it was on to doing podcasts and press interviews. Later in the day, I'd write articles on my laptop in the back of taxis or on the train as I headed home, only to spend the evening working on the website, often until the wee hours. With the exception of dinner and watching the US comedy show Modern Family with the kids, nothing prevents that. We've been doing it forever. Every day and every evening was the same. Then I'd get up and do it all again. And again. And again. I'd been doing that for a year, all while promoting my latest book, writing up and pitching a new book, putting together a theatre tour, and being a wife and mum. Nick and I had forgotten to do the very thing that our website told people to do, enjoy the journey rather than blindly pushing for the top. Even though we saw that advice every day in the words of our wedding song, Miley Cyrus's The Climb, which are printed and framed in our kitchen. It doesn't sound like much, and trust me, I know how lucky I am to be living this life. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter what your it is, if what you're doing is making you ill. I'll say that again. It doesn't matter what your it is if what you're doing is making you ill. Your it may be the stress of being a mum to young children or a carer to elderly parents. It may be the strain of trying to find your first job or being promoted to a role you don't think you're capable of doing. It could be being a wife to a husband who doesn't see you anymore, or being a husband to a wife who doesn't listen to you anymore. It doesn't matter what your it is if it's making you ill. Something's got to give. And usually, the first message that something isn't working doesn't come from the head, but from the body. You feel like shit. In pain. Tired beyond belief. Depressed. Anxious. Scared. Angry. None of these are great words, are they? As I realized when Donna pointed out what was blindingly obvious to everyone but me, I was heading straight for burnout from trying to do things that weren't sitting right with me. I was trying to pretend to myself and to everyone around me that everything was awesome, that I could handle it all, that I felt 100% comfortable with the goals I'd set. Spoiler alert, I didn't believe I could do any of them.